Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Health Suites on Money FM 89.3.
Well, welcome into the Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Melissa Hyag. The loss of muscle mass during the aging process, called sarcopenia, as you heard earlier, is important clinically because it reduces the strength and exercise capacity of the affected individual, and both are needed to perform activities of daily living. Affected individuals, particularly the elderly, often fall because of poor muscle strength and reduced balancing ability related to muscle aging. And that could be very serious for, well, you know, the elderly. Now, to talk more about this is Ivan Goh, founder of Quantum TX. Hello, Ivan.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello,
hi.
Ivan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Now, you recently, or rather Quantum TX, recently completed two community studies, right, working with more than 500 seniors to improve their lower limb fitness, improve fall risks and mobility. What were your findings and takeaways?
That's right. Thanks for having us. So as a bit of a backdrop, Quantum TX actually is a spin-off from NUS and NUHS. We are a technology company that has begun to bring to market a unique technology that is able to turn on muscles and recreate certain benefits of exercise without stress or strain. We operate with a lot of elderly in the community, and in just 10 minutes a week, with them sitting and using our devices, we recreate some of the activation in their muscles to help them improve and retrain their muscles and improve their fitness and low limb fitness, fall risk and mobility as well. So in our community studies that we did with many of these seniors, we actually helped them over a period of 12 weeks. And what we do with them is essentially enroll them on our program, sign them up for a simple 10 minutes a week session. We do a simple functional assessment of their mobility, their lower limb fitness, their balance, things that matter to them, things that help them improve their quality of life. And we see that after the 12 weeks of just using our devices alongside whatever exercise programs they have, they actually see significant levels of improvement. Things like their lower limb fitness that helps them to stand up, sit to stand, their scores improve by 20% to 30%. Their walking speeds, their ability to cross the traffic light right in the in the right of speed actually improves similar proportion as well. And things like balance, improving their dynamic balance and being able to not fall down, I think that's also a very another big concern for the elderly, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, we see usually 20 to 30% improvement in their functional test scores all within the span of 12 weeks of using our devices.
Now, when you talk about your devices, and you know, I tried Googling for a picture of it, but right now what I still have in my mind will be one of those, you know, gym machines, you know, you have. In gyms, like those multi machines, is it something like that? How does it work? Your devices?
Yes, yes. So it's a similar size to a multi machine at the gym, and in fact, we actually designed our device so that it's integrating easily into the gym design concepts and the workflow of things. Essentially, what it is, looks a little bit like a mini fridge or mini washing machine. It's the size of that. It has a little chamber in which we create a very specific magnetic fields. So the founders behind this technology, Professor Alfredo, who's with the National University of Singapore, and Prof. C.N. Lee, who is a famous cardiologist, they were working with trying to help. Initially, they were working with astronauts to help the astronauts decondition less in space, right? But our cardiologist, he basically decided that he wanted to develop a means for seniors to actually get fitter before they go for surgery. So together, they came together, transferred the technology and research into Singapore. And over the last 10 years, they've been developing it. And essentially, what we've reduced it to is a simple device where people can sit, place their leg in their device, kind of like placing your leg into a mini chamber.
The leg massages?
There's no massaging feeling.
Yeah, but something like those kind of contraption, huh?
No, it doesn't even cause contraction. So, so that's the nice thing. It's safe, very gentle, no physical feeling. And what we essentially do is we turn on the power cells within the muscle. So within each of our muscles, there are these things called mitochondria. And these mitochondria produce the energy we need for exercise, rebuilding, recovery. And what we found is that with simple Okay, I mean, it's simple to us now that we've reduced it. But in the 10 minutes window, all we have to do is turn on these mitochondria, and the muscles then think that they're exercising, right? So because they think that they're exercising, they adapt, yeah, and they signal the rest of the body to tell the body that, hey, I'm exercising, so can you please improve as well? So, yeah, it's a neat little piece of technology that took maybe 10 to 20 years of research by our researchers to develop. But, yeah, we are out in the market today and helping seniors to get better.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so am I correct in saying that what the machine does, your devices, what they do, is to introduce microcurrents into the body to trick the body into thinking it's exercising? Or?
Yeah. There's no currents being produced. Right. Actually, our fields are really small. Okay, so this goes back to the genesis of how things came about.
Right.
Alfredo, in his basic research, he is a biophysicist by training, and in order to do his experiments, he had to take a baseline.
Mm.
And in his baseline, he shielded the cells from the Earth's natural magnetic fields.
Mm.
And when he did that, and he measured their proliferation or their activity within the muscles, mm-hmm. they actually stopped. So essentially, he realized that the Earth's natural magnetic fields were essential
right.
for life as we know it, or some sort of activity.
Okay.
So that's his eureka moment, and he amplified them. So today, we run our fields maybe about 20 to 30 times the Earth's natural magnetic field.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
not much bigger than you would have when you turn on your hairdryer. All these devices create the fields, but we apply it in a very specific way to the muscles,
mm.
and that actually triggers the cascade of mitochondria activity and exercise benefits as well.
Right. So your study was done on lower limbs. What about the arms and all that? Can it be used in any other part of the body?
Yes, for sure. So the device actually can be used on multiple parts of the body. In fact, anywhere that you have muscles or anywhere that you have mitochondria will be activated as long as you give it the right signals, which we mm-hmm. have programmed in our devices to do. The difference is we target the lower limbs for two reasons.
Mm.
One, of course, is with elderly. One of the biggest challenges, of course, is when you lose muscle, you lose muscle first in your legs, and you then feel very weak. You cannot exercise. You can't get your activities going. So first, we target the lower limbs mainly to improve their function of their lower limbs, get them more active and healthy. But at the same time, what we know from the research that Alfredo and team has been doing is that the muscles themselves, they send out signals to the rest of the body.
Oh.
And these signals include signals that control our inflammation, they control our regeneration, they control even our metabolism, right? And it's these signals that we're trying to evoke or elicit through exercise or through our devices. So for many people that maybe can't get the WHO 150 minutes of exercise every week. Yeah,
I'm putting up my hand here. Okay. Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So that would be useful.
The lower
as well.
Limbs because they're the biggest chunk of muscle. Need the most signals as well.
You've indicated that during the process is actually there's no sensation really. There's no pain. Nothing. What about after?
Yes.
After the sessions, do the elderly generally feel any sort of tinkling or anything?
Yeah. So some people do feel tinkling. Some people do feel a warmth in their muscles when they do the activities, but the bulk, or maybe about 50%, don't feel anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like exercise. The effects take time to build.
Mm.
So what we have to do is we usually will put them through a bunch of exercises at day zero, and then measure them again maybe a month later,
mm-hmm.
2 months later, and they can see, as they improve functionally, they're very happy, and they continue. Users here for as long as about 3 years now. Yeah.
Well, from the way you describe it, it sounds like it's not only for elderly and for people with sarcopenia, right? It sounds like there could be applications beyond that.
Yeah, for sure. So there are, anybody that cannot get any kind of sufficient muscle activation or sufficient exercise benefits, these people will be our target audience, right? Our target users. So it could include anybody that has had an accident or a stroke or injury, maybe post-surgery, who maybe wants to recover and wants to maintain their physique while they recover. So these are certainly some groups of people that will benefit. At the same time, we also have high-performance athletes, right? So high-performance athletes, they have these seasons of rest that they have to take. And basically, during these seasons of rest, while their body recuperates, we can continue to activate their muscles, continue to maintain their performance.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you look at their performance, because we are creating more energy within the muscle, within even the down times and during their recovery, their recovery potential is actually a lot higher as well.
Well, I think the next natural follow-up question then would be, you know, where can people get access to these treatments? And, you know, is it expensive or is it covered under MediSave?
Right. So right now we are operating our services, or we're providing our services mainly at our flagship center over in Alexandra Hospital. So if you jump online on our website, you'll find our address there. You can contact us via that address and get a hold of us. At the same time, we're also working with quite a few partners around Singapore. I think we have at least 5 or 6 different centers that are providing our sessions as part of their packages. These include some sports medicine clinics to physio rehabs to chiropractors, and even TCM partners have come on board to try and provide these kind of holistic services. Each session usually costs about $50 per session, and we encourage users to usually stick with us for about 2 to 3 months, 12 weeks usually, to see the actual functional changes and benefits kind of build. Yeah.
What's the frequency of the treatment? Is it like once a week, twice a week, or
It's
not
it's
every day, right?
No. You just need to come in once a week for 10 minutes.
Okay.
It is possible to come in twice a week. It's okay. Key thing is just like exercise, your body needs time to recover, right? So after each session, we typically recommend that people take at least 24 to 48 hour gap before the next session.
Okay.
Let your body acclimatize and adapt.
Okay. But does it mean that the more sessions you have in closer frequency, the better your recovery will be?
Yeah, yes and no. So it depends on how fit and active you are. So like if you're really frail and you're starting off, like, I mean, we have many users maybe in their 80s or 90s and they come to us really quite frail. You talked about sarcopenia, right? So it's a downward spiral, really. Once you start becoming frail, you're afraid of exercising, afraid of even moving around. And then, of course, your continence, because you're not exercising, you're not seeing blood flow around your body, they tend to get more and more depressed, quiet, and it's just cycle downwards. So their kids actually bring them in, and their kids want to see immediate results and say, hey, why don't I bring them in 5 days a week, and does that help? But really, it doesn't really work that way. Just like exercise, one session a week, twice a session a week is good enough to help to reverse that downward cycle, actually bring them up to speed again.
Do we have the same people groups that should avoid this treatment? I mean, the usual, pregnant and the young.
Exactly. So for pregnant ladies, we haven't worked with them yet. So we don't really encourage for pregnant ladies to be using our devices. And the other group that we try to avoid using our devices are people with active implants, pacemakers. Some of these devices that they have as active implants are a bit sensitive to magnetic fields. Having said which, our fields are really gentle and safe, and so the bulk of people will be okay to benefit from this.
Okay. And before I let you go for the afternoon, I have to congratulate you that you recently participated in Alibaba's Jumpstarter program, and you were one of the top 10 finalists among the international SMEs. What did you gain from it?
That's right. Yeah. So thanks for that. Yeah. We took part in the Jumpstarter 2022 Global Pitch Competition organized by Alibaba Hong Kong Entrepreneurship Fund, because that was a good move for us to actually gain a lot of market awareness in Hong Kong. Right now we are kind of in the regional expansion stage, and we are working with different partners everywhere. Hong Kong is actually one of the early adopters of our technology too. We have a couple of hospitals as well as elder care centers that we are engaging right now, and they're actually using our devices on various pilots to test how our devices can improve the frailty within their communities as well. So the Jumpstarter program really helped us to get good significant traction and media exposure. Over the last week, I think there was the finals, which we couldn't go to because of the COVID situation. But we still had our team there on the ground, and it was a fantastic time. They had lots of inquiries, and we're getting momentum. So we are about to sign on a new distributor there to make things happen in the Hong Kong market. So,
I have to congratulate you again, and thank you so much for sharing this information with us. Very useful.
Thank you,
Ivan. We've been speaking to Ivan Goh, founder of Quantum TX. If you're interested to find out more, you can just go to its website, quantumtx.com. I'm Melissa here for the Workday Afternoon.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.